The Virginia Clean Economy Act, VCEA, was a source of pride for environmentalists. It promotes increased reliance on solar energy and the largest offshore wind farm in the nation. But the nonprofit Clean Virginia warns that lobbyists for Dominion Energy played a key part in crafting the new law.
Because Virginia has a part-time legislature with legislators that are poorly paid and poorly staffed, a lot of very intricate bills are crafted in part by lobbyists.
And spokesman Brennan Gilmore says the bill assures Dominion a generous profit on its offshore wind farm while sticking consumers with a very big bill.
We can't further burden households in Virginia that are already paying, in the instance of Dominion customers, the seventh highest bills in the country.
His group has contributed to the campaigns of lawmakers who no longer take money from Dominion, and nine of them are now pressing for increased regulation of monopoly utilities. Among them is Suhas Subramaniam.
The General Assembly has not done its job of protecting ratepayers over the past decade. It has enabled monopoly utility companies to essentially play accounting tricks at the expense of everyday Virginians.
Delegate Jay Jones says Virginia must free the State Corporation Commission to again regulate utilities after years of restrictions imposed by the General Assembly.
Dominion is able to run roughshod over the state because the legislature has failed to empower the SEC to properly oversee what they're doing. We've effectively tied their hands, and so it was really important to me that we, have those guardrails in place going forward.
Jones says Dominion Energy has overcharged its customers by more than $500 million and should be required to pay them back. I'm Sandy Houseman.